Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight, we're going to have the promotional team of Walk With Me Entertainment. And y'all going to want to holler at these uniquely talented individuals. So, of course, to get your holler on, call 646-929-2037. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the number to call. So you can talk to them about what they do. I'm going to talk to them about what they do also. And every now and again you want to talk to me, I'm cool with that too. Speaking of that, I know some of y'all are a little too shy to call. And if that's the case, feel free to email. I'm messing up like Christina Aguilera. Feel free to email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. No subject is off base, off topic. I'll cover any and everything. If you've ever listened to me before, you know I'm all over the place. It doesn't matter. If there's a story there to tackle, I'm playing tackle football. I got my pads strapped on tight. And I encourage you, hit me up. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Tagged, I'm on MySpace. On Facebook, Tagged, in MySpace, I'm Dick Hugger. And you can follow me on Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. I like me. I like to have a little fun on there, and I like to have a little fun with you. And speaking of fun, I know like everybody watched the Super Bowl, had the Super Bowl parties, whatnot. I didn't know about it because I never watched the beginnings of anything for my own personal reasons. And I heard and, of course, read about Christina Aguilera and her mix-up with the national anthem. And I know everybody was critical, including Joan Rivers, who had the nerve to talk about Christina Aguilera and question her intelligence and call her fat, coincidentally. Now, I think that's funny because we're talking about somebody who's had plastic surgery about 582 times. I mean, you think that somebody who's cut probably in her lifetime a whole human being off of her body just so she can stay looking as ghoulish as she looks, she would not talk shit about somebody because of, you know how I feel about America's so-called weight and how you're supposed to look, the description of beauty, whatnot, you know, and the fact that somebody who's been cut so many times so that she would not look fat and old would call somebody fat, I think it's funny. I mean, I respect Christina Aguilera. I respect anybody who does anything live. Because if you haven't done anything live, it's one thing to say, oh, I can do it, when you have somebody who can cut, edit, and make you look good. It's another thing to do it live. You're right there on the spot. There's no do-overs when you're doing it live. You got to come correct or don't come at all. Unfortunately, Joan Rivers, who I still don't see what the attraction is toward her. And as a matter of fact, she had a commercial, a little GoDaddy commercial, where it wasn't even her real body. Not that we would want to see her real body even anyway, but it boggles my mind. People who can't sing, whatnot, and people hypocrites, especially her. You don't have the right to call somebody fat when you cut, as I said, a whole human being probably off of your body in your lifetime, as many plastic surgeries as she's had. No respect there. None. And speaking of no respect, a couple of weeks back, I talked about Taco Bell. Taco Bell is being sued because they're saying that they don't meet the federal mandate of percentage of meat, beef in particular. I guess I was appalled to find this out, that beef, they only require that your tacos are 40% beef. So Taco Bell was coming in under 35% or so. I don't know how you measure it, how you measure the beef. They did cut the ratio of beef 35. I mean, that's way past me. That's some chemistry math that I guess I'll never understand. I'm just thinking that beef taco, you put all beef and that's it. But no, they got a measuring cup. Anyway, the point is, how does Taco Bell come back? Taco Bell answers with, hey, as a thank you to all of you who have supported Taco Bell through its fight in the lawsuit, we are going to offer the first 10 million Facebook fans a free beef taco. I'm like, I don't eat beef, so it's not really a problem for me, but I think it's funny that you're going to offer folks a free non-beef, well, 35% beef taco. So in lieu of the math, I say, okay, if you want to be straight, then you go get your free taco, you buy two more tacos, because if you put 35% one taco, you take that meat, put it into the second, well, you combine all three tacos minus that 400 pounds of lettuce that they give you, you will have 105% beef taco, because 35 plus 35 is 70 plus 35 is 105, right? Problem solved. You have, and I think it's like 79 cents, so it's like $1.50 or $1.70, 79 cents, 89 cents, one of those. You will have your beef taco. Anyway, I think I got my main man on the line here. Black Steel, what's happening?
Dick Hugger, what's up with you, man?
I'm good, man. I was talking about the response that Taco Bell gave out. Remember how we talked about Taco Bell and the whole 35% beef?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, well, they came back and said you're the first 10 million Facebook fans get a free 35% beef taco.
So did you go ahead and sign up?
Man, you know I don't eat beef. I'm not going nowhere near it. I gave that up in the 90s. I'm good.
I heard that. Hey, especially when you're dealing with Taco Bell.
I'm like, if you didn't have an incentive to give it up, if that's not an incentive, I don't know what is.
Yeah, definitely. I'm like I said before, I'm not a big fan of Taco Bell. Somebody else can have my free taco.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, that would mean I'd have to waste some ink and print out the coupon in the first place. Which ink costs way too much for me to be printing out a coupon that I'm not going to use anyway.
Exactly.
But That's just me being green and loving the environment. Also, that's my excuse. Anyway, speaking of wasting in the environment, you know, good old Bishop Eddie Long back in the news.
Yeah, he is.
You know? And this one is the one that's really, really troubling. This is what I think he should be kicked out of his church for. He's linked to mortgage deals where he had a Matrix Capital mortgage company, and it come in, and they offered people the chance to reduce their mortgage by, of course, coming in and collecting $1,500 apiece from over 1,000 people. So what happens, of course, is after he convinced them they can get better notes and he took their money, a lot of those people lost their homes. Straight up foreclosed. To me, that's the bigger crime. Because people look at it like, oh, him the having the sex with the boys, not really shocked by that. Once again, I mean, we've stated ad nauseam. I mean, preachers having sex with people in the congregation happens all the time. As far as gay sex goes, I mean, people thought that the Catholic Church owned that, but no. Baptist is right there with them.
yeah, and that's, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, that he's, you know, he's still in the position that he's in, you know, taking into account the things that he did.
Right. The fact that the people put up a billboard for this man. I mean, you know, this is a guy that bragged about being a corporation. This is a guy, I mean, he's done his congregation no good in the name of the Lord, but they still exalt this man. Why? I have no idea and never will. But, of course, I can go into my next break and I can play one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite new artists here. This is Aisha Sekhmet and her song, the Eddie Long song. Y'all check this out. I love this song.
God damn.
You are now tuned in.
I was sitting
out
the house
radio.
Smoking on the blunt, flicking through the taillight vision when a news flashed across the screen. Eddie Long molesting two little boys. Damn.
Eddie Long, Eddie Long.
God.
Man, you know you're wrong.
No, you're wrong, Eddie.
Rap. Hey Bishop, what's under that skirt? Kill Illuminati all through your body. 12 gay shoddy, that's a new birth. Let's begin the matrix of the church. You gotta understand that it's mind control. White people made up Jesus. The world is ran by homosexuals. Eddie started with a small group of robots looking for something to ease their pain. Eddie Long is amazing, he know the truth. Religion is a way to make his pockets lean. Bullet, black selling bones, research that. I ain't scared of your motherfuckers, bitch, know that. The gay mafia, the brotherhood. They booty holds the gateway to Hollywood.
Eddie Long,
damn, Eddie,
why you got that wig on?
Man, this nigga got a wig on.
Eddie Long,
man, this shit got a thong.
I bet your ass wear a thong.
Man, I bet that nigga got a thong on.
Eddie Long, paying boys for the dome.
Man, do y'all see this shit?
Eddie Long,
man, this shit fucked up, man. Damn.
Why you got that spandex on?
This thing got a motherfucking spandex,
man.
You lying to the people, house nigga sissy. The ancestors school me. Talking that shit with a Johnny Taylor wig. In the pulpit smelling like booty. Take your charge, call on your white guard. You off your square. High raised man, stand before us. The night I'm in riots, even here. Jesus never had a girlfriend. That's what Eddie taught teenage boys. Bible, scripture, mind control. Give him your tithe, he'll push a Bentley toy. Secret society side of me. They'll kill him if he exposed the Illuminati. The crowd didn't ask and he ain't tell. Eddie tell them hoes what they wanna hear.
Eddie Long, Eddie Long.
Eddie Long,
why you got that wig on?
Man, this thing got a wig on.
This shit gotta stop. Eddie Long, Eddie Long.
This shit gotta stop.
I bet your ass wear a thong.
Man, I bet that nigga got a thong on.
Eddie Long, Eddie Long.
When y'all gonna wake up and see this shit, man?
Paying boys for the dome.
Man, do y'all hear this shit?
Eddie Long, Eddie Long.
Man, this shit fucked up, man. Damn.
Why you got that spandex on?
This nigga don't motherfuckin' spandex.
Represents the Jews, Zion order, he knows the truth. Death by rocks to hit Goliath with and rub him on the head of your shitty dick. Offering plate, big mistake. He'll lie to you so you pay for his cold case. Eddie laying hands on his stone, massaging boys while you get your praise on. Birds of a feather flock together. It's all a scheme to push the gay agenda. Frank T sub dick, John Brick sub dick. If you fuck with T, I am ludicrous. Tommy Lee fuck Luda, a house nigga. They love asshole and they don't want women. Tell the truth to your congregation. Niggas blind to the past, the pimp relation.
Eddie Long, Eddie Long. Why you got that wig on?
Man, this nigga got a wig on.
Eddie Long, Eddie Long. I bet your ass wear a thong.
Man, I bet that nigga got a thong on.
Eddie Long, Eddie Long. Paying boys for the dome.
Man, do y'all hear this shit?
Eddie Long, Eddie Long.
Man, this shit fucked up, man. Damn.
Why you got that spandex on?
This nigga got a motherfucking spandex,
man.
God said, because God said, give me some head. Watch this.
Together you gotta be drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Aisha Sex Met, the Eddie Long song. Oh, I love that song. I can play that song every day. Anyway.
Eddie Long got a song.
Yes. Why you got that wig on? I believe we have our guest on the line now. Yes, are we there?
Yes, we are. How are you?
I'm fine. I want to introduce everybody. This is the promotional team, the promotional wing of Walk With Me Entertainment. You want to introduce yourself to the people?
Yes, yes, yes. Hi, how are you, everybody? We are the Walk With Me ladies.
Hi, how are you guys?
Are we doing good?
We are.
How are you today?
We're good. We're good. Sounding good out there.
All right. Well, first I want to ask y'all, and I know some people don't, because I can't fully appreciate it. I can understand it to an extent, though. What all entails what a promotional team does?
Well, what we do is we actually engage the crowd. So we are out there to meet and greet, mix and mingle with the guests and attendees to every party that we have. We're also out there to entertain. So we're out there to be kind of like eye candy. We're out there to be sexy and intriguing and to invite people in. We're also out there to educate people about the event, about who's throwing the event, about what the event is about, and all that good stuff. We're also there to enhance the event, to bring elegance and grace and style to the event. That's just some of the things that our promotion team does. We also enhance, attract the people, because all we have is sexy ladies. That's what we pride ourselves in. Welcome you ladies, the archery team, always sexy ladies. We're always first class, no matter what we do, no matter what event it is, no matter what we're promoting. It's always going to be a very sexy and classy event. So we entice the same people to come, right? Sexy begat sexy, right?
Makes sense to me. And, of course, I've seen y'all in action, and y'all do represent that to the fullest.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
But you know, there's also another side to the Walk With Me Ladies. We also do a lot of community service things. We're out there helping, and I'll let Summer, who's our new member to the Walk With Me team, she'll tell you a little bit about the community service that we do.
Well, I know that was one of my next questions. How you doing? Introduce yourself.
I'm good. My name is Summer Taylor. I'm a promoter and a go-go with Walk With Me Entertainment. And we actually do a little bit of community service. We feed the homeless a couple times a year. What we do is we just cook a bunch of food, put it in Tupperware, and we just go out for the day and pass it out to whoever we feel needs it. Our promotional company is different than other ones because every party that we do is a party for a cause. So some of the proceeds from every event we've given to Camp Taylor, Christie's Place, the Association of Diet, and a bunch of other things.
Excuse me, I believe you're fading out a little bit.
Uh-oh, can you hear us now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. You just faded out for a second, but you're back, thankfully. Now,
okay,
I know
okay.
She was talking about the community service because that was one of my questions. I know that your motto was the Party for a Cause and your involvement. How exactly does that fit in with what you're doing? As far as the Party for the Cause, how do you allocate the funds? Just tie that in for the people so they can understand that it's not just going out and shaking your ass, but it also is to benefit and help people.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like she was saying, we do parties for a cause. So every party that you come to, you come in and say you pay $10, $5 of that $10 or say two of those $10 goes to a charity. Like I said, last time we went to the part of the proceeds went to Camp Taylor. Christie's Place also is another charity that we also donate to. Association of Diabetes is another one. So what happens is you come out, you party, you have a good time, and it's always for a cause. You know, that the money that you're paying is going to a good charity.
Okay. So my next question is, now, how do you separate the partying from work and vice versa?
Well, you know what? It's a very thin line, I'll tell you that. And I always tell my girls, you know, you go out there, we have a good time, but we represent Walk With Me first. And when we say that, that means we represent class. We have a standard that we uphold. We represent that first. But I'll tell you what, after the party's over, that's when we let our hair down and we have a little bit of fun.
Right. It seems to me y'all having fun during the party either way.
Yeah, it's true. So when you're a Walk With Me girl, you get an advantage. You know, you get to party, you get to make money, and you get to meet people. So, I mean, it's the best job. Promoting is the best job.
Okay. So what do you think is, like, the hardest part of the job?
From my standpoint, it would be just, you know, I guess would say just the different personalities, dealing with all the different ladies. But then at the same time, that's the best part of the job because this different personalities is what we're trying to bring together, and that's what we pride ourselves in as well. We have different cultures. We have different types of girls. We have all kinds of different types of girls. So, I mean, at the same time, it could be a bit challenging at first, you know, but so the way we all kind of blend in and work together, it kind of makes it worthwhile.
Okay. All right, so what y'all got happening coming up? Any upcoming events?
Well, the next event we have is Sunday. This is a Thanksgiving, a pre-Thanksgiving event. It's a Laura, I'm sorry, Valentine's Day. I don't know, you know, I think I'm stuck on that good Thanksgiving dinner.
Thanksgiving. It was a long way from Thanksgiving. It must have been really, really good and tasty.
I went back to turkey and dressing.
All right.
Valentine's Day. It's free Valentine's Day. This event is actually part of the proceeds will go to Christie's Place, which supports children and women with HIV. We will be serving chocolate-covered chocolate strawberries for the ladies and the gentlemen who want to get involved. This is a very sexy, classy event. It's an R&B showcase. It's at the Onyx Room. starts at 8 o'clock. $5 to get in. It's going to be a good time. Come out, party with us.
All right. So tell the people if they wanted to either be involved with Walk With Me Entertainment, because you do party for a cause, or if they wanted to just go to the party, how could they contact you, get put on the guest list, whatever?
They can go to Facebook. They can get us on Facebook, or most likely they can go to www.wwment.com, which is basically just walkwithmeentertainment.com. Check us out. Check our website out. It'll show all our upcoming events. It'll give a one-on-one on the street team and street team girls. It'll let you know what's going on in San Diego. It also is going to show our new up-and-coming Walk With Me apparel. And it shows a lot
of
apparel. What's that?
We got apparel?
Yes. June 2011, it's coming out. We're going to have a bathing suit fashion show. It's going to be very, very hot and sexy. We're starting off with the bathing suit
fashion show.
Yes,
All right. I got to be involved in this one.
All right, we're going to have casting calls on March 12th. Yeah, so you come on out. Come check out the ladies with us.
I like to judge, but I can't wear the bathing suit.
No, that's okay. We don't want you to wear the bathing suit. But we'd love you to come out and judge. We'll value your opinion.
All right. So now you have the events. How do you go about putting together the events in sprinkling the streets, as they call it?
Well, how we get the event together, we customize each event for each person that we have the event for. So different events that we've had birthday parties. We customize the birthday party towards the person that we're throwing the birthday party for. The way that we sprinkle the streets, so to speak, for the events is we get the girls out there. We're putting flyers to hands. We're actually out there talking to the people, letting people know what's going on, educating and enticing them to come to the events. We're out there the whole month of the event. We're out there every single weekend hitting the streets hard, being sexy, classy, and then getting people into the doors.
All right. Okay. So.
Hey, I got a question. Once you guys are in the club, you know, and you're doing the events, how are you received by the crowd? You know, do you guys get feedback? You know, what do you hear from the people that are there? How do they feel about you guys and the event?
We can look at that from two ways. The people that we're throwing the events for, one, are wowed and always blown away by the different things that we do. Like I said, we specialize each event exactly for and per each person. Also, the people that attend the event are also wowed because it's something that they haven't seen before. We have ice, and no one's giving ice sculptures. No one's having ice sculptures at their parties. The last party we had big, huge, 6 feet Hollywood stars. No one's doing anything like that. So people always have something to talk about. People always have something to once they leave our parties, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to put that imprint on people. You know, we're trying to do something different, make San Diego the new Miami.
Definitely.
Okay.
And you know, in those different things that you guys do will, you know, make you stand out, because then people will say, yo, I went to that party, you know, with Walk With Me Entertainment, yo, and it was nice, yo, I would go again. And then next time they're going to be trying to bring other people with them because they had such a good time because you guys were doing, you know, basically what you do.
Yes, definitely. That's definitely the idea.
All right. So now tell the people one more time, where can they find you online?
www.wwment.com. Check us out. That's www.walkwithmeent.com.
All right. And y'all can check them out on Facebook, too?
Yep, on Facebook, definitely, and on Twitter.
And real quick, why don't you tell them a little bit more about the fashion show and about the casting call that you're going to have?
Okay. Like I said, the Walk Me Apparel will be dropping our swimsuit edition. We're going to have casting calls on March 12th. We want all sexy models. Anybody you think is sexy, you want to be sexy, you come on out. We're going to be having those casting calls, like I said, on March 12th. The fashion show will be in June. We'll get out more details about that as it comes up. It will be a very sexy, very classy event. Just look out for us.
Hold on. So it's not going to be, we not going to have the reject show like the American Idol do it?
No. Maybe the next one we'll go ahead and make a reality show out of the whole entire deal.
Come on, man. That's the part we want to see.
Yeah, we'll take those laughs out. You got to be out there to see them.
And real quick.
Go ahead.
I was going to say real quick, you know, we know there's several of you guys out there. Can you guys introduce yourselves? So, like, you know, if we see you out at the party, you know, we can say, hey, you know, I heard you on the radio and stuff like that. So, you know, the listeners want to know who was actually talking and, you know, who, you know, they can see when they go out.
Okay, hold on.
Hi, my name's Summer Taylor, and again, I'm a go-go dancer and a promoter for Walk With Me Entertainment. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
All right. Now, I think what my man Black Steel is also saying that because you are the promotional team, and it'd probably be real easy to approach y'all because you'll be the ones in the sexy mini skirts with the Walk With Me Entertainment.
Yeah, that is true. That's true. You know, actually, the other girls were here earlier. It's only me and Summer here now. But the other girls that you can look out for is two new girls that we have. Actually, three new girls. We have Samantha. We have the very sexy Samantha. We actually have two Samanthas. Samantha R. We have Samantha L. We also have April. We have Stephanie. We also have another Autumn, and we have Crystal, and we have Shauna, Dolores, Marquita, and Serena. Those
okay.
are all the Walk With Me girls. All
right, and as I can attest, that they're very approachable. So if you got
very
nothing happening Sunday, y'all should go check them out.
Come on out, check all us
right,
out.
So, yeah, one more time for the people where. When and where this Sunday?
This Sunday, Onyx Room, 8 o'clock to 11, R&B Showcase. Come out. It's going to be grown and sexy. Check us
all right.
out, www.
Well, I want to thank you ladies for coming on and gracing our presence with your
all
presence.
All right. Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Enjoy your night
Thanks
and good luck on your event.
All right.
You guys have a nice night.
Hope to see you out there.
I wish I could. I wish I could.
You just don't get out enough, man. That's all.
I know, huh?
Yeah. You're behind the board all the time. You out there, you know, doing the damn thing.
Yeah, I'm trying, but, you know, hopefully June... So I should be down in that area, and I can make it to an event. But definitely for all the listeners out there, if you happen to be in the San Diego area, that's the place to be. Walk With Me Entertainment. They know how to put on the show, and very cool and approachable. Basically, they're just cool people, and you have a good time. And the caveat is that it's a party with a cause. So not only can you have a good time, but your money goes and helps people, which is the number one thing there. So
yeah,
I mean, you can't beat that. You have a good time and you help people at the same time. I mean, what else is there?
Exactly, because at least you know when you pay, you know where your money's going. Not like, oh, we're collecting for this charity and stuff like that, but you know exactly where it's going. So,
all right. On that note, we're gonna take a commercial break. We're gonna go into a song, a couple of my favorite artists here. This is The Horseman featuring Roz Kaz. This shit right here.
Four Dark Riders, the Black Deep of Revelation.
Nigga, my nigga, guaranteed. This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, guaranteed. Hip hop quotables, nigga. Every verse, nigga. Step your game up, nigga. Horseman, nigga. I'ma show you how to rap, nigga. Show you how to rap.
HRSMN, no vowels. I don't give a shit, no vowels.
No.
White flag waving, no throwing in towels. Clash of the Titans, more mechanical owls. I hang with the Gorgons and Stitchy and Witches. Cannibalize nigga, cauldron full of boiling bitches. And you don't know the half, so you just 49% of a stupid son of a bitch. And concerning the spit, I'm a hot dog like burning a pit. Get my 23 on, spell team with an eye quick. You ain't your sister, get off of my dick. If you believe every rapper claiming they five bricks, I got a bridge in London to sell you. Gravity, death, Razzie, three things that never fail you. I get around like the side view of Lady Gaga. Here to fuck your life up like black baby mama. Wish Granny could have lived to see President Obama. Instead of seeing her hometown underwater, at least she in a better place. Learning is a gift, pain is my teacher, two steps ahead of fate. Is these rap niggas crazy spitters? Do Catholic priests make good babysitters?
No.
I'm a lazy spitter, but hip-hop made me glitter. Till I'm Daddy Kane and Pun and Christopher Wallace. Even maybe bigger, and they rename me Jigga. Just praise me, nigga. Flame these cats up, put they dick in the dirt. Wrinkle them up till they looking like Mr. Bigglesworth.
This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. Right here. This shit, nigga. This shit here, nigga. This shit called death, nigga.
Like I went to Shakespeare graveyard, punch in the dirt, break through his casket, grab on his shirt, pull him back to the earth, put on his jacket, took on his accent to spit a verse, started rapping with a six sinister smirk, took a skeleton and melted him. Cold night, end of season with my hellish pen, the devil's den, murder of crows in flight over this cold yellow skin, angels and demons impaled in my lens, women screaming, vivid scenes on my picture screens, call me immortal, the hunter hunger, under fire, thunder eyes of slumber, rhymes of wonder, magic, under earth right like you strike matches, rung a curse among the first, rapping.
One quarter horseman, one quarter stallion offspring. You ain't half the man my boss been. The Carhartt King, molecule spin is shit by the rhythm and peel caterpillar skin. Capricorn was the first one born. Wasn't long before Aquarius was warned about the meteor storm. I go to Area 51 with my 15-year-old son. Rifles and guns, tasers on sun. Gemini, Janus, dream merchant, dangerous. Dr. Doom, stainless faces, locked behind cages. Frustrated with the scorpion when cancer crustaceans. Pacing back and forth from the base to the bus station, lock horns with Taurus and Aries. Big house on the prairie, various verses of the Virgo Mary. Vendetta, light as a feather. Heavy go getter, Libra lawyers writing me letters to suit me for my cheddar. Sagittarius statues, black shoes and white shoes, and hues of dark reds and bright blues. I'm a lion in the shade, heavily sedated, so I behave. Drink pints of tea and eat fish eggs. But this shit right here got legs. Run you right off the edge, wake up in bed next to a horse head. Be the horse head.
Right here, nigga.
Shit right here.
Militant murder mongrel, hungry, starving, carving niggas up like Thanksgiving turkeys, carved in your chest as headless ranger, rawhide, ramrod, sinking to the sands of time, drowning war, am I? Pure poison, poetry that's used like nukes, mustard gas thrown from the throat to the booth, barbaric, I'm sick of you internet riders, you ain't riding, you hiding behind your computer, you ain't a shooter, you somebody that I'm dying to meet, so I can spread your body parts on the street, listen to Lil Manson, I'm trying to explain, I spit shit that split and enhance the pain, I spit shit that lift like elevators and cranes, you spit shit that's ignored, young man adore, induce a stone face, my bitch Medusa. Gladiator galactic, sporadic button, active, frantic, make you hit the panic button. You wear panties, your pussy probably wet as my bitch. Whole base, suck a nigga with intentions to snitch. I met you back in 85, your game is lame, nothing changed, it all stays the same. Radical battle mode, Galactica, cuz on trip, spectacular, accurate, Gatling gun on spit. My relatives bugging, supposed to be my family, supposed to be my cousin. Earthquakes are imminent, rhyming is real. What you say, you gotta lay or die for a kill.
This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. Right here. This shit, nigga. This shit here, nigga. This shit called death, nigga. You mean I'm gonna hit it and die, nigga? Is that the... No, nigga, not death, nigga. Death. You hit this shit twice, nigga. You can't hear shit.
Together you gotta move, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was the Horsemen off of Rascal's latest album, Adidas. All day I dream about spitting.
Hey, that shit right there, that right there,
yeah,
is fire.
Yeah.
hey, it's some new school rappers packing up their shit right now because they know it's over for them. It's done. They done. It's some cats
but
like,
you know,
oh,
what?
Man, I, with them cats out, I gotta go.
But you know what? They're not. That's the problem.
But, hey, but they need to.
Yeah, I mean, they need to. I mean, you and I both know they need to, but for some reason, they think they're hot. And I'm like, who tell these dudes they hot?
Yeah, I don't know. But, hey, but that track right there, that's what I'm talking about. That's true hip-hop right there.
Hey, like, you know, that's the only reason why I play it. You know, it's another one of the songs I can play every day.
No doubt. I can hear it. I can listen to it every day.
Hey, one of these days, I'm gonna have a continuous radio show, and I'm gonna bombard the airwaves with nothing but pure, unadulterated hip hop.
Hey, and I'm gonna be sitting there listening.
Oh, thank God. I mean, you know, if I didn't have to pay, because unfortunately, we can only play the independent, because if we pay, and this is the funny part, if we play the hardcore artist because of the record company, they will sue you because you're not paying royalties to the artist that they would never get that exposure anyway. It's like a catch 22, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
we would never, I would never play anything but the hardcore anyway. But unfortunately, you get in trouble for playing the hardcore that wouldn't get any radio love anyhow.
Exactly. So if you got a track and you can't play it on the radio, how do you expect the people out there to hear it? You want it on the underground radio stations. You want it on the internet radio stations and stuff like that. That's where you want to put your music. But, you know, oh, well, if you're going to play it, we want to get paid for it.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the thing with, well, it's the record companies, because what they want to do is they want to make sure they marginalize those that would play what they don't want them to play. You know, it's a controlling issue.
Yeah, basically.
You know, we've got a whole bunch of that going on. I mean, sort of, I was reading something and it made me think that, man, I would never talk to people ever again. They're talking about a coworker. Like, you know how you have the sexual harassment in the job place?
Yeah.
Now they say that you call someone an old man, they can sue you for age discrimination at the job.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, I mean, I would never talk to anybody ever again at the job.
Yep.
Ever.
Come in, sit at my desk, you know, shuffle my papers around for my 8 hours and get up and go.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough that, and I understand the whole the sexual harassment and age discrimination that goes on. I mean, because of course there are some unscrupulous people. But normally it's bosses in particular, people who are in authority who use their authority to get over on folks and put the pressure on them so they can have sexual favors. Thus, we have sex discrimination, but. I mean, a coworker messing with somebody saying, "Oh, you old," they get sensitive and they sue you. I mean, how do you have a workplace? I mean, you work and you joke around with your coworker. Somebody take it wrong, boom, you got a lawsuit.
Yeah, somebody's getting fired. Somebody's getting reprimanded.
We starting to go way past too far when we talk about these frivolous lawsuits. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, you already was wary about, hey, oh, that's a nice outfit. Now, all of a sudden, you're talking about,
yeah.
Oh, man, you old. You start acting old or something like that, a guy can sue you?
Joe been on the job for 28 years, and, you know, you've been there for 5, and you say, yeah, you know, Joe, he's like the old, you know, he's like the old man here. Joe gonna turn around and sue you and retire.
Exactly. And, I mean, the whole suing poor folks. I don't get it. This whole suing. I mean, it was bad enough you had the woman that was suing Diddy for $1 trillion because she blamed 9/11 on him.
Yeah, that.
And now you got this, and I mean, another case in point, you got these parents, there's an article that came out where there's some parents who are seeking the ADHD diagnosis so they can get benefits for their kids. They can get disability benefits. Now, to say the least, I'm a little skeptical of ADHD. To me, it's like it's more a factor of the American diet than a medical. I mean, I get the bipolar, schizophrenic. You know, I understand those are serious conditions, but not being able to sit down. Hey, if you have some corn puffs or whatever, some candy early in the morning, kids, that's what they do. They're not going to be able to function.
I can kind of speak on that because, you know, in that situation, I do have a child that's ADHD, that has been diagnosed with ADHD. And, yo, we cut all that out, and it's still, you know, it's just, how it is, you know, she just has all this energy, you know, she moves around, you know, she just can't sit still and stuff like that. And, you know, we do, you know, in some situations, you know, it could be the diet, but, you know, we keep on a straight diet, no sugar, you know, certain things she knows she can't eat, stuff like that. But then again, you know, in some situations, you know, a lot of parents just let their kids eat whatever. You know, they go buy them the Apple Jacks and the Fruit Loops and stuff like that, and they go to school bouncing off the walls.
Well, let me be clear on this. What I'm saying is also part of that is the school system, because kids kind of need to have their mind and bodies challenged. You know how the kids don't get to play the whole recess, and also if you're in a classroom and you're bored to death, of course you're going to be antsy. I think sometimes it's more a factor of genius than the whole I can't pay attention because there's something medically wrong with me. I just think those are kids who need to be challenged more.
Yeah, and then too, you know, it's like it's the government. Because now, you know, schools are a lot different than when we grew up. And now, you know, I have you're in a space and a situation where sometimes there's like 35 kids in one classroom.
Right.
You know, the classroom size is way too big.
Yeah. Yeah, and what happens is, of course, the kids don't get the instruction that they need, and so their minds drift, and boom, there you have it.
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, all of those things are factors. I think it's a little bit more than medical prognosis. I know some folks agree with me, some folks disagree with me, but I think all of those are factors that lead to a kid being bored. I mean, I was bored. I mean, I can't sit still. I don't think that I'm necessarily ADHD, but if you would have got me in school, I mean, sometimes you're just bored because you're not really learning anything. So your mind drifts, and kids, you can't really sit still when you're bored out of your mind and you got all this energy. I don't see that as something that's wrong. Kids should have energy. I think it'd be a diagnosis where your kid has no energy. Like, what's wrong with my kid?
Exactly.
You know, that to me is the diagnosis. You know, your kid has no energy, as opposed to they have too much. There's no such thing as too much energy.
Exactly.
It just means they just need more to do.
Yeah, and then too, you know, a lot of, like I said, you know, the way we grew up was different. You know, I remember growing up, and you know, when I wasn't in school, I was outside. I never got
right.
I didn't have an option to sit in the house and play video games or get on the internet or sit and watch something on DVR or watch a movie. In the summertime, on the weekends, you woke up, you did your housework, you went outside, and you were outside till it was time to eat lunch. Came in, ate lunch, and went back outside. And that was all the time.
Right.
Now
exactly.
You got kids. What's that?
No, I said exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, now you got kids that all they do is play video games, they get on the internet, they talk on the phone. They don't want to go outside, they don't want to ride bikes, they don't want to play sports, they don't have an imagination.
Yeah, and that's part of that reading also. That's one of the main reasons why I try to have so many authors and creators, people who have imagination on the show. Because it's important to never forget to have an imagination, not to be closed-minded, not to be stuck in the rut, like, okay, this is the only way to be. We got to get out of that. Imagination is a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
Reading is a beautiful thing. Unfortunately, there is the reality. Now, I know it's a couple weeks old. I know you read about the 13-year-old immigrant in Philadelphia that was attacked by those boys and hung on a fence.
Yeah.
And that goes back to what you were talking about, how we were raised, and the appalling thing was that no one called the police. And I understand that they didn't necessarily want to step in because it was allegedly seven boys. And as we know, some folks could step in and you can get shot or whatnot. But to not call the police, I don't understand. Somebody not to say something. I mean, to watch a kid get beat for a long time and these boys are recording it, I thought it was really sad.
Yeah, basically, yeah, it is, because, you know, and the little boy, you know, because I saw the video, and, you know, he was screaming for help, and he was trying to get away.
Right.
And, you know, people just walk by and be like, oh, you know, they're just playing and stuff like that, but, you know, that was a serious situation, because somebody could have really seriously got hurt.
Right.
And then what, you know, and then, you know, it's like, oh, you know, in your back of your mind, you said, wow, I could have did something to prevent that.
Well, I don't think people are thinking like that, because I saw the video also. I saw the woman walk right by without even taking a second glance. Now, as somebody who's been to the park and taken my son and my nephews to the park to play and whatnot, I've broken up many a fight. Sometimes, you know, it, like somebody was trying to jump somebody, I'd like, no. One-on-one. I mean, because sometimes they just need to fight it out. You know, the good old-fashioned fist fight. Nothing wrong with that. Somebody lose, you come back the next day. I'm for that. But this right here, the whole seven people got to jump on this little boy, I mean, that, for lack of a better words, is some punk shit.
Yeah, basically. You couldn't do it by yourself, so you got six of your friends, and all y'all ganged up on one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, like you said, yeah, it's just punk shit.
You know, come on. And, you know, it says something about where we're at as a society, where folks can just walk by that. And it's no problem whatsoever. You know,
and I guess people are scared to get involved. They just don't want to get involved. You know, and as a parent, you know, you should involve yourself in something like that. You know, especially if you have kids, because it could have been your child out there. You know,
right.
And as a parent, you would have wanted somebody to step in and get involved.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, I don't know how we rectify that, because it seems like we're even more detached as a community, because no one wants to care. But you'll see folks who always will talk about how, you know, people need to stick together, communities need to stick together, but folks are only down for one thing, looking out for number one.
Yep.
It seems that's where we've gone, the whole, you know, being able to talk to people. Like you were talking about us coming up, I remember engaging in a few fist fights. I lost a few. I won a few. Still here. It don't do that nowadays. I mean, and it's not a thing to saying we were better or worse, but it just seems like we kept our fate in our own hands, as opposed to everything being legislated. We're going to legislate the bullies out of the school. I post something on Facebook, I can go to jail. I mean, things of that nature. The personal responsibility, it's gone. Unfortunately. We got to do something to get it back real quick.
Yes, or we do. We're
going to have more tragedies like that one. I mean, and luckily, no one got hurt. But, hey, it can happen. And, I mean, for everyone that no one gets hurt, you have thousands more where it ends in just innocent life, blood being spilled. On that note, I want to thank the promotional team from Walk With Me Entertainment for coming on and blessing us and coming on the show. I want to thank, of course, my co-host, Black Steel, for coming on and co-hosting with me. appreciate you, brother.
I thank you for inviting me on to co-host.
All right, and I thank everyone who actually listens to the show and comes back and listens to me. I know there's more things you can do. You can be scratching under your arms or something like that, but you listen. I appreciate you. Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama, Chicken for my man Black Steel. We out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Smooth Drama.